2 Timothy 3:1. The Bible says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good." That means they would hate people that just want to live right. That would be a sign of the end time. There would be traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form, everybody say a form, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts or different types of desires. And then the Bible would say this about these people. Ever learning. Everybody say ever learning. In our lingo, it would mean forever learning or always learning. They're ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. Praise God. I want to preach to you what the Lord has laid upon my heart yesterday in prayer. And it's simply this, what you should have learned. Amen. What you should have learned. Amen. Set your Bibles down and lift your hands to the Lord. You lift your voice to the Lord. Let's pray together in the name of Jesus. Come on, prayer warriors, help me right now. Ramashatalabaha. God, I pray your word would help people. I pray your word would strengthen people today. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Come on, if it's appropriate, why don't you join with somebody next to you? Come on, for a few moments, let's cry out to God. We need you in this house. Come on, we need strength in this house. Hallelujah. We love you, God. We thank you, God. Come on, pray a little longer. Pray a little louder. Pray a little deeper. Oh, the Holy Ghost is here to help people. Come on, the Holy Ghost is here to change people. Can you reach for Him? Can you cry to Him? Could you submit to Him? Hallelujah. Could you surrender to Him? Hallelujah. 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 My God, we thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We love you. Hallelujah. Now shout, the devil's a liar. Amen. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. Amen. I want to preach. Everybody say what you should have learned. I was reading this the other day, and I come to this part where it said they are ever learning, meaning they are forever learning. Our world is forever learning, but they're never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. My Lord, what a shame. Amen. To never come to the knowledge of the truth. I'm thankful for truth today. Yeah. Amen. I don't want anything less than the truth. Amen. I don't want a watered down version of the gospel. Amen. I want it just like it was given on the day the church started. Amen. On the day of Pentecost. It was given. Everybody say once. It was given one time. And I don't think anybody has permission to start changing it. I don't care how many doctorates you got, what kind of title you have. You do not have permission to change what this Bible says. I'm thankful for it. I love it. I want to cherish it. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Man, from the time we're born until the time we pass away, we are constantly going to be learning something. Amen. When you're born, the first thing they do is try to get you to start saying stuff. And say, Papa, Papa. I mean, I've been there. I like that. Just say it. Say, Papa. Amen. Amen. We're teaching them how to talk, trying to teach them how to walk, and teaching them how to eat. And throughout your life, you're going to be learning something all the time. Amen. When you get to where you can walk and talk, they send you to school and they start teaching you 2 + 2 and all that stuff. You may use some of it. You may not ever use any of it. Who knows? Amen. You learn how to deal with a few things growing up. You know, I appreciate these wonderful, the graduate, Brother Landon. Amen. Graduated yesterday. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. He's making a joke yesterday. He probably is so glad that the hard part of his life is over now. Amen. He's out of school. Praise God. Amen. But guess what? You get to keep on learning even after you graduate school. Amen. If you didn't learn how to act right in school, you're going to get a job and they're going to make you act right. They're going to tell you when to stand up, when to sit down, when to clock in, when to clock out. Amen. You're ever going to be learning something. Amen. You get married, then you got to learn how to get along with people in close quarters. Hallelujah. You learn how to say yes, ma'am. Praise God. If you never learned it growing up, you'll learn it when you get married. Yes, ma'am. Say it, Brother Philip. Yes, ma'am. He gonna learn. It'll just be harder. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We build houses, dog houses. We build all kind of houses. Praise God. Whatever you need. Long as you live, you're going to be learning something. Amen. You'll learn how to parent when you get a... Oh, praise God. Hopefully you learn how to parent. Then you'll learn how to be a grandparent. You're constantly learning to try to help you make it through this life. We're always learning something. I was in St. Louis last week for that surgery, and I thought, there's an adult in this hospital, and they're taking part of the liver out of it and doing something to it and carrying it over here and putting a part of it in a baby and sewing them both up and doing whatever. And I thought, my Lord, somebody went to school a long time. Amen. Unless they were practicing. I don't know. Amen. I thought, all the learning that happens in life, it's just amazing. And when you get old, you're going to learn how to do other stuff. And the Bible said they're going to put you in a car. They don't say a car. It said they're going to take you places you don't want to go. Amen. Then you got to learn how to listen to your kids then when, praise God, getting kind of quiet. Amen. When you've been preaching to them your whole life, you listen to me. Then there'll come a time you got to listen to them. And they're going to say, Dad, did you take your vitamin or whatever your medicine? Amen. Amen. Ain't life beautiful? Ain't it wonderful? Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm reminded of the words of Jesus when he was talking to the Pharisees, and they had learned how to do certain things, and they thought they were really good. But he said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. He called them a bunch of hypocrites. He said, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. He said, these ought ye to have done and not to leave the other undone. Amen. Praise God. I pray that everybody in this church, your life is balanced. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Everybody say balanced. Yes. Amen. We got to live in this world, so there's things we've got to do. Amen. And if you don't do them, it'll be apparent that you didn't do it. Amen. There's things in your spiritual walk you're going to have to learn. There's things in your physical life you're going to have to learn how to do. Amen. In this life, you need to learn how to be. It'll get better in a little while, but you got to learn how to be industrious. You got to learn how to get out of bed every morning, kick the covers off, put your shoes on. Think, guess what? The electric bill's about to become due. I better get up and go do something. I know this is old-timey preaching. Amen. But you need to learn how to be something in this world. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, clap your hands. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You need to learn how to be motivated about life. You don't need to wake up depressed every day and down in the molly grub. You need to wake up and say, this is the day the Lord hath made. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to be glad. I'm going to make him happy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You need to learn how to be skillful about something in this world. Well, praise God, getting kind of quiet. Learn how to do something. Learn how to become productive in society. Amen. God said, I want the world to see your good works. He said, I didn't want the world to see your sad story. I want the world to see your good works, and I want them to glorify the Father which is in heaven. Hey, we're going to be a light to a lost and dying world. We got to learn how to. Well, hallelujah. I don't believe God's people wake up looking for a handout. I believe God's people waking up saying, you know what? My Father owns it all. Hey, man, I'm fixing to get up and I'm going to beat the bushes today. I'm going to do what I can do. My Bible said about. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Hallelujah. I feel like God's wanting to take somebody to a new level. I wonder if anybody wants to go to a new level. I pray everybody in this room says, God, use me. Use me. I would love for it to be where everybody in town wanted to know what you were doing. How you are being so blessed. Getting kind of quiet in here. Amen. Got to learn something. Everybody say we got to learn something. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We got to learn something. Amen. I had a daddy that made me learn stuff. Praise God. I had a daddy that signed up my classes for me in school. You talking about controlling. Praise God. I was from the old school, the controlling school. I thought they were called electives. I got to elect which one I wanted. I got to vote. My daddy said, no, you're going to take speech class. And I was the scaredest one in the whole class. And my daddy traveled around. That's what he loved to do is talk. He was just a talker. He gave speeches for a living. He was a lobbyist. It's what he loved. He was a politician. He was all up in the middle of this. And I was shy and I didn't want to talk. I wanted to just play basketball. Man, he said, no, you're going to go to speech class. What are you doing? You're fixing to learn something. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for, amen. Boy, it's getting kind of tight in here. Hallelujah. Well, my boy knows how to play Call of Duty. But can your boy, praise God, do something with his hands or with his mind? Could he provide for a family? Can he make a living? Does he know what it means to go to work? I know this ain't aisle running, but this is as much Bible as anything else. Amen. Thank God. I'm not talking about you'll never go through a trial. I've been through trials, and amen. I've been through all kinds of stuff. I've been down. I've had a lot of money in my front pocket. I've had no money in my front pocket. Today I got a handkerchief in it. I tell you, get a lot of money. Get a handkerchief and start using it. Amen. Cry your eyeballs out. Help me, Lord. Amen. I hope you understand what I'm preaching about. Amen. In life, you got to learn. You got to learn something. You got to want to get better. Amen. I don't care if your job is to stay home, take care of kids, and clean the house. You ought to be the best one there is. Your house ought to be awesome. Your kids ought to be awesome. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hallelujah. Boy, this is good preaching. Amen. There's things we need to learn in life. Amen. But it's not just in this world, but there's another world way past this one. Amen. And it would be a shame for you to learn everything in this world and never learn about the world to come. Amen. It takes learning to produce good works in our world, but it also takes learning to produce good works in the world to come. Amen. I looked up yesterday, and if you have a problem with this, talk to Google after church. Don't ask me about it. But the average lifespan of a man is 73 years. Amen. If you're over 73 years and you're a man, you're taking somebody's time. So just keep on taking it. Amen. And a woman's average life is 79 years. Everybody say 73. Everybody say 79. And then I asked Google, I said, what is the average time of eternity? And Google said back to me, eternity. Hallelujah. Now, if you're telling me I'm going to live on average 73 years in this world, but I'm going to spend eternity somewhere else. If you think it's more important to be successful in this world than it will be in that world, you're all mixed up. Can I preach a little while to the church? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't want to spend all my time trying to win friends and influence people and make another dollar and get one more service call and four more hours of overtime and a little more of my 401k and end up lost and spend eternity in hell. Hey, you better learn the important part. Come on, I'm going to preach against some things today. Amen. Thank God for every man that wakes up and says, I need to provide for my family. You're doing right. Matter of fact, if you don't provide, you're worse than an infidel is what the Bible said. But thank God for every man and woman that wakes up and says, I'm going to find a place to pray today because I got just a little bit of time and this whole thing's going to wrap up and then I'm going to spend eternity somewhere. Come on, everybody. Come on, everybody, praise him. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I don't want to learn trigonometry and then never learn what the New Testament says. It don't matter what you can build and what you can create and what you can devise. If you don't know what thus saith the word of God, your mind is mixed up. You better get a hold of truth and you better hold on to it. Everybody shout, the devil's a liar. Shout it again, the devil's a liar. I want to tell you the most important thing you'll ever learn is in what's in this Bible. Don't ever get mixed up in this world. I want to be the best I can be in this life. Well, I hope y'all feel my burden today. I feel like if I get to preaching too far one way, I can't pull it back the other way. But I think you ought to be the best you can be in everything that you do. When you get an understanding that not only I got little children watching me now, I got 3 little grandchildren watching me. I don't want to be a lazy person. I want to teach them, hey, you need to make straight A's. Crazy. They say, well, some of them just can't do it. That's what I told my daddy too. I said, Daddy, you know, my DNA is different from yours. Daddy, you're smarter than I can. He had this big old leather belt with a Coca-Cola belt buckle. It's about that big around. He said, you're going to make straight A's. He said, well, hallelujah. I think I can. I'm feeling like I can all of a sudden. Hey, sometimes you just need to help them feel like they can. I can do all things through Christ, through Coca-Cola. Praise God. Amen. Ain't this good? Ain't God good to us? Amen. I want you to get an understanding today, amen, that there is an eternity that's lingering out there. And some people get so hung up on the things of this world that they don't learn the things that they need to learn. Amen. Amen. Don't apply yourself so much to this world and the success of this world that you end up a failure in the world to come. Because the world to come is going to last a whole lot longer than this world's going to last. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What you learn out of this Bible is going to be eternal. What you learn in this world, 2 + 2, is not eternal. It's just to help you make it along till your 73 years is gone. Or whoever's you took. What you learn out of this Bible right here is the most important things you'll ever learn. Hey man, there has been very intelligent people in our world that have created all kinds of things, nuclear bombs. And I thought, man, that's, you got to be pretty smart to figure out how to split an atom. But at the same time, you got to be pretty dumb to be able to do all that and never find Acts 2:38. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, church. It's time to make sure we don't get off balance. Getting quieter the longer I preach. Amen. It's time to make sure we keep our balance. Amen. When our world was trying to figure out how to put a man on the moon, we should have been trying to figure out how to put a man in the New Jerusalem that's coming down out of heaven. Amen. I'm trying to put people in eternity, amen, where they can enjoy it forever. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Come on, God's speaking to somebody right now. Hallelujah. Come on, help me pray. In the name that is above every name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I'm amazed by people who have great talents and can do so many things, and they've practiced their art or their skill or whatever it was until they are very, very successful. And I'm amazed for a minute at the way people can do all types of things. And I thought, man, they really must have practiced. Amen. But when it comes to just a few years pass by, amen, I wonder, did they learn the right stuff or not? I wonder how long it'll take them to figure out what they should have learned. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I'm glad I grew up in a church where they didn't let you get by with anything. Amen. You may not have lived it, but you were going to know what was right and what was wrong. Amen. You had something to go by. Amen. You may grow up and go live your own life and do your own thing, but in the back of your mind, you're going to know. You may sit at the bar, but down deep inside, you were going to be praying, God, don't come back tonight. Why? Because you learned the right stuff. Amen. You got the right stuff in your heart. Amen. I'm thankful for every sermon I heard, every Sunday school lesson I ever sat through. Amen. I'm thankful somebody taught me the right stuff. Amen. Come on, let's love him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're living in a world where they're so smart that they don't have what they want. They'll invent what they want. They'll figure out how to make it happen. They've learned how to do all kinds of things. Amen. But the truth of the matter is they should have learned, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, they should have learned. Amen. There's not more than one God. But our God was manifest in the flesh. Amen. God, that is a spirit. Come on, I'm talking about what you should have learned. Amen. We're not worried about the stats of who got this many free throws or this many 3 points. Hey, let the world have their own dumb idols. Amen. I want you to learn what you need to learn. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. Everybody say he's one. Intelligent people believe there's three persons. Amen. That ain't what my Bible said. Hallelujah. Nowhere in my Bible does it say there was three. But everywhere from the beginning to the end, it said there was one. Amen. When you're at the beginning, he said, there's no other God beside me. If there is another one, he said, I don't know him. And if God don't know another God, amen, you don't need to know another God. Hallelujah. Then you get to the end of the Bible, the book of Revelation, and he began to say, I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the ending. Which was, which is, and which is to come. He said, I am the Almighty. Amen. If you're going to know anything, you need to know who God really is. Come on, let's love him. Hallelujah. Amen. People, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Teach your kids all kind of stuff, but never teach them truth. My Lord, you're teaching them the wrong stuff. Amen. I want my kids to know truth. If they learn this, how to be something in this world, bless God for it. Amen. But at the end of the day, amen, I want them to know who God really is. And I don't want them to just know who he is. I want them to know who he gave the keys to the kingdom to. Itaramashata. Matthew, the 16th chapter and the 18th verse. He said, I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Then I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom. Now you can teach your children who sings on the number one charts. You can teach them all kinds of stuff. Amen, but I'm going to teach them who the preacher in the Bible was. I'm going to teach them, amen, who was given the keys to the kingdom. Why is that important? Because without the keys, you ain't getting in, honey. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, I don't want a young generation to believe there's 40,000 different ways you can be saved. I want them to know there was one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is through all. And I'm getting too excited. Hey, man, when you start teaching the important stuff. Hallelujah. I want them to know not only who had the keys, but I want them to know what the man said when he used the keys. Come on, I'm preaching what you should have learned. Heart goes out to people sat in dead churches their whole life. Never learned anything. Praise God. Feel sorry for people who never were even allowed to go to church. Children who never got to attend. My heart goes out to you. I'm preaching what you should have learned. Amen. And when you figure out what you should have learned, we can teach it to the next generation. Amen. Come on, there's some things they don't need to figure out for themselves. They need to know what this Bible said. Hallelujah. When he used the keys in Acts 2:38, he said, repent. Everybody say, repent. Everybody say it again, repent. What he did not say was repeat. This is what you should have learned. The man with the keys did not say, repeat and be baptized. Repeat, you can do that with your mouth. Repenting, something you got to do with your heart, your body, your soul, your whole being. Anybody can repeat anything, but when you repent, honey, you got to turn from what you were. There's got to be something change down deep inside. I'm preaching what you should have learned. Sister Trish, this is what you should have learned when you was a young person. I'm glad you know it now. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you. Not however you want to be baptized, but there's a way you've got to be baptized. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Come on, I'm preaching what you should have learned a long time ago. Amen. Except the man is born of the water and of the Spirit. I wish this microphone would reach the whole world today. I'm still shy, but I got a message. This is what everybody should have learned. Breaks my heart. People haven't learned this yet. Jesus looked at Nicodemus. He said, Nicodemus, I thought you were a leader. He was saying, Nicodemus, this is what you should have learned. Except a man is born of the water. That means you got to get baptized. He said the same thing the man with the keys said. Except you're born of the Spirit, you got to be born again of the Holy Ghost. He said, you won't even enter into the kingdom of God. Somebody said, well, that's a little rough. No, it ain't rough. This is what we should have learned when we were little bitty children. Yeah. Amen. But thank God we're hearing it right now. Talking about what we should have already learned. Amen. That's why I'm going to keep preaching till the day God takes my breath away or till he raptures me out of here. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to defy every false doctrine, every half doctrine, every fake doctrine, every man-made doctrine, every made-up doctrine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is what Paul would write to Galatians. I just preached about this a week or two ago. He said, I marvel. It means I'm shocked. That you're so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. He said, which is not another. This is what you should have learned. There cannot be two kinds of churches. There can't be three kinds. Google said there's 40,000 kinds. There can't be. Because the Bible said there's not another gospel. It was given one time. That means once and for all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm thankful for truth today. You know, truth is shocking when it's... I was blessed to grow up in it. So it was just like drip, 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 drip to me. So it was just, it was like a culture put in me until I became a man and I got the Bible and opened up and figured out. Wow. That's what they were preaching. It's exactly what that book said. Yeah. Amen. The truth becomes more of a shock to somebody who's never seen it before. And so it becomes very divisive, you could say. Amen. I want to be careful how I don't ever want to be confrontational and hurt people or be mean or whatever, but truth divides. Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace. Amen. He was saying, he said, I am not Joel Osteen. That's what he said. I think in the New Living Translation, I think that's what it says. He said, I am not that guy. He said, I come to bring a sword. This sword divides people. And you just got to make up your mind. Are you going to be mad about it?
Are you going to join the truth side? Hallelujah. Hey, if you're 99 years old when you get it, just get it. Yeah. Amen. Don't. I pray everybody in this church walks out full of the Holy Ghost today. Preach it. What you should have learned. Hallelujah. If you've been raised in another doctrine that taught all kind of stuff, it'd be quite shocking when people open up the Bible and begin to preach truth, and you see it, and it's like, wow. I know it's shocking to them because I've been to their churches for funerals, and I was shocked. Praise God. Y'all, you know what I'm talking about. Praise God. God's been good to me. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I went to a funeral one time. There was a guy throwing crackers in people's mouths from a distance. I don't know if it was COVID or what the deal was. But he wouldn't even give me a cracker. He said, if you're not from this church, you can't. My Lord, you're giving everybody else crackers. I've been here a long time. I could use a cracker right now. We're about to go eat some barbecue. Forget the crackers. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm talking about what you should have learned. Hey, amen. Let me preach a little while now. This is what I come to preach about. I was just having fun for a minute. Now let me preach. The Bible begins then to talk about some pretty rough people. Pretty rough group of people that are going to be around in the last days. Matter of fact, it'd be like signs of the last days. And the Bible said it would be perilous. Everybody say perilous. He said men would be lovers of their own selves. They would be covetous. They would be boasters. They would be proud. They would be blasphemers. They would be disobedient to parents. They would be unthankful. They would be unholy. They would be without natural affection. Amen. What that really means is like how a mother could run off and leave her children. That's unnatural. That's a sign of the last days. It said they would be truce breakers. They would be false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors. We know all this. We see all this every day. Heady, high-minded. Amen. Those sound like some pretty bad people, don't they? Amen. And maybe the bad people don't shock us and we see all of it and we just think, well, thank God we're in the church, right? Hallelujah. Thank God God called us out. Well, that's the people we see at Walmart and Texas Roadhouse and, amen, all that. And you may have some in your family. Who knows? Amen. Praise God. But then he begins to describe two other kinds of people that are kind of shocking. And he groups these two other people, kinds of people, with these other bad people that we just talked about, right? Now, these other two kind of people, you may actually even see them in church sometimes. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm sure I'm talking to somebody on the internet. Praise God. You may see these people in church sometimes or something. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Wow. He grouped them in with those other people. You know, the bad people we were just talking about. And then he said this other group of people that he grouped in with all them bad people. The ones that have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. He said, from such, turn away. You know what he's saying? Your friends need to be the ones on fire for God. Yes. Hallelujah. I said your friends need to be the ones on fire for God. Can I preach for about 10 minutes now? Hallelujah. He said, but this kind, the ones that's got a form of godliness, that means the one that, you know, are acting like they're Christian or dressing like they're Christian, or they got the little fish on their bumper sticker. Got the cross dangling on the rearview mirror. They got a form, but they've denied the Holy Ghost power. They don't want nothing to do with it when the Spirit of God begins to move through them. They start going to the back of the church and they start looking for babies to hold and looking for trash on the ground they can pick up. Looking for seats out in the foyer. I'm glad nobody can hear through that door. I feel Jesus in this place. What he's talking about is the spiritual deadheads. Getting quieter. Longer I preach. It said of this sort. Everybody say this sort. Let's just call them spiritual deadheads. Because they go to church and they cinch up their tie, if they got a tie or whatever, and they sit there in church. But they ain't got no fire. They ain't got no fire because they ain't got no repentance. They ain't got no repentance because they ain't praying. They ain't got no holiness because they ain't got no prayer. They ain't got no power because they ain't got no holiness. Oh, I feel like preaching a little while now. Amen. When the Spirit of God begins to move, they kind of lean against the wall. From such, the Bible said what? Turn away. You want to know why? Because the Bible said they'll lead you somewhere. Amen. Let's put up the sixth verse if you don't mind. We'll act like it's a Bible study for a minute. Praise God. For of this sort are they that are creeps. Carnal people are creepy to spiritual people. The Bible said they creep in. I think I might have lost you. I don't know. I'm doing my best to preach a creepy message right now. Carnal people, the ones that's got a form of godliness, but all they creep in and they began to lead people. Ain't it amazing how carnal people have more of a burden to teach? Well, might have hit a stump right there. It's amazing to me, the more carnal they get, the more they want to convince people of stuff. When the Spirit is moving and God is teaching, spiritual people are learning what God is teaching. But while the Spirit is moving, carnal people are. They start congregating. I'm glad nobody did it during praise and worship today, because I wouldn't want y'all having Brother Billy look at the cameras. It didn't happen today. Praise God. I was praying it wouldn't happen. Amen. But and what happens? When carnal people start getting in your ear, they start teaching you. Let me tell you something about life. You're going to be learning all day, every day. You're either going to be learning about the latest gossip, who did who wrong, or you're going to be learning what the Spirit's wanting to teach you. I'm trying to preach to you. Hey man, this is what you need to be learning. What thus saith the Word of God? Hallelujah. What? Amen. Don't be a carnal congregant. Be a spiritual learner. Amen. I'm so far off. Praise God, but I'm having fun now. Amen. When the Spirit of God's moving, you need to be trying to learn what God's wanting to teach you. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't start looking for somebody else and talking about the weather and if the fish are biting and how tall your high heels are, where the best deal on purses are. Tell you, if you learn the right stuff, you won't ever get tripped up. The next verse, because go to the seventh verse. Who is it talking about? It's talking about these ladies that were already struggling. Let me tell you for sure, if you struggle, get away from strugglers. Get away from negativity. Amen. It was ladies that were already struggling. And carnality detected that struggle. And carnality is a creep. I'm in the Bible. I love it. And carnality creeped into their house. And began to teach them stuff. You think it was, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord"? I doubt it. Because the Bible said they were ever learning. They were learning so much stuff. Man, they were learning who got a new car. They were learning who went bankrupt. They were learning who got sick. They were just ever learning. The only problem is they never learn anything to help them make it to heaven. I feel the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you what you should have learned. You should have learned how to pray. Hallelujah. Can I help you? I'll preach 5 minutes and we're going to go eat barbecue. You should have learned how to pray. Don't say, "I don't know how to pray." Learn how to pray. They said, "Jesus, teach us how to pray," just like John taught his disciples. Hallelujah. Praise God. You don't ever learn how to do something by just watching somebody. Praise God. Well, hallelujah. Boy, that went over like a... Of course you need to watch people. Of course you need to listen to people. But then you need to get down and do it yourself. I wish I had a tape measure right now. I could talk about all the lines on it. And some of you would look at me like I was crazy. You know, the lines. You know where the black diamond is? That's on 19 twos, and you can put it on 5 on 8. But if you ever sat down and done it a couple times, something would start clicking in your mind. Hey, amen. Don't say, "I don't know how to pray," like they know how to pray. I think Jesus even got tired of it. Because he said, "Y'all three, You eight, stay here. And you three, come pray with me. I think they were getting on his nerves that day. Praise God. Some days, things get on my nerves. When I thought, my Lord, we've been praying for 11 years almost. It's time not for three out of the eight to be praying. I'm talking about what you should have learned. If you learn how to pray, you'll make it through any trial in your life. If you learn how to pray, there's not a devil in hell that can stop you. Come on. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm thankful I grew up in a praying church. You know what? It carried me. It's carrying me today. Prayer is carrying me today. You know what the Lord is dealing with me about? The people need to learn how to worship. How do you learn how to worship? It ain't just watching people. You just got to do it. Amen. Yours ain't going to be like somebody else's. And if you try to mimic somebody, it's going to look funny. Worship is something you do off the drawing board of your own heart. But you got to learn how to do something. One thing prayer is not, one thing worship is not, is silent. And it's not motionless. There's energy that is put forth. Hell, you need to learn how to worship. You know why you need to learn how to worship? I'm sick and tired of seeing teenagers that don't know how to praise God because their mom and daddy have never praised God. And they sit there thinking, what on earth is going on? When the power of God is moving, you should have learned. Let's praise God. Stand again. Come on, I want you right now to praise God. Come on, don't think about anybody else. Just think about you and God. And I want you to begin to praise Him. Come on, I want you to give Him the highest praise you can give. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on. Come on, if we don't praise Him, the rocks will cry out. Come on. Come on. Come on, just a few moments. Everybody in this house. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You should have learned how to touch God. Come on, it's not too late. It's not too late. Now is the appointed time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, praise Him. Praise Him till the Holy Ghost begins to fall on you. Praise Him until you feel the power. Praise Him till you feel the liberty. Praise Him. Praise Him. Touch Him. Reach for Him. Itaramasa. Pray until the Spirit begins to flow. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. You should have learned how to be a channel. You should learn how to be a conduit for the anointing and the power of God. Come on. another generation. That's another generation.